Friday. Let's look at what's happening in your area. Now, there's 3 and 4 year old kinder in 2023. Registration's open for that.
That's right. We've now got a central registration program. We had it last year as well. And it means that if children in the Shire go to any of the 7 kindergartens, they can actually register through one central registration. So it makes it much easier for parents when they're trying to book their kids in for kindergarten next year. And kindergarten is 3 and 4 year old now as well, which is fantastic. So important for our children to get into kindergarten and set themselves up really well for school. So if you go onto our website, we've got a central enrolment link, and parents and carers can just go in there. They can also take a tour on open days, which are listed there as well, if they want to go and have a look at some of the kindergartens.
Okay.
And they'll be open until Saturday the 23rd of July, so need to sort of start thinking about it.
Yeah, indeed. Alrighty, now flu season, need to think about that as well, but now there is a little help on the horizon because you can get them through the council's immunisation service.
That's right. So, and we all know that there's, you know, an increase in flu this season, and plus, you know, we've got the complication of COVID there as well. So encouraging everyone to get their flu shot. I've had mine. And you can now do it through our immunisation service. So need to book just so that we can make sure that we're all ready for people. So on our website, again, we've got a page for immunisation, and I can go on there and book in for a flu shot.
Okay. National Reconciliation Week. There's a lot of projects that Council has been undertaking to work towards reconciliation.
That's right. And probably one of our most exciting, which we recently received funding for, is the development of an Indigenous interpretive garden at the Central Goldfields Art Gallery. So the Dja Dja Brung traditional owners worked with us to develop the plan for that interpretive garden, and then will help us actually put the garden in place. So that's a really great project, and will be, you know, obviously a long-lasting legacy project that people can visit and come into a space and learn more about Indigenous culture in the region.
Yeah.
We're also just about to sign off on our climate action plan, and again, there's, you know, quite a few projects in there that we'll be looking to work with the Dja Dja Wurrung on to get some of their deep knowledge and connection with the land that will help us with that adaptation plan. So lots of things that we're working on, and we'd just like to recognise the Dja Dja Wurrung during this Reconciliation Week.
Yeah, indeed. And finally, Minister Sean Lean visiting the library today and library extended opening hours.
That's right. So really exciting that, again, we had a project funded by the state government, $145,000, to upgrade our library. And we've got fresh paint and carpet and moved things around a little bit and made the spaces more open and inviting. And we've also, as part of that, looked at extending our opening hours. So we're now open from 9 till 5 on during the weekdays and 9 till 12 on Saturdays. So it's an extra, I think, 5.5 hours of library access for the community. So, so come along to the library and make sure we get the most of those extended hours and a beautiful new bright-looking space.
Yeah. And just before you go, too, I spoke to Rob Conkey on Monday, who's doing the Shakespeare talk. He's the PhD in Shakespeare. And he thought my woofeth joke was funny. So there you go.
Oh,
somebody
good.
Did.
Yeah. Well, at least someone did.
Thank you, Lucy. Have a great week.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Lucy Roffey, CEO of the Central Goldfield Shire, on the Wake Up Call.